Hello, vibrant viewers, and welcome to Healthy Living. Most of us wonder about the elements of excellent health and often ask, why did I get this illness? Or why am I not feeling as well as I should? Or what can I do to improve my health? On today's episode, we will learn the answers to these and other health-related questions from renowned health pioneer and vegan, Dr. Adiel Telloran. Dr. Telloran is a licensed physician, university professor, and holistic scientist. He promotes functional medicine, a science-based, natural approach to diagnosis and therapy. Dr. Telloran, who received his medical training in Europe and the U.S., is also a doctor of chiropractic and a licensed nutritionist certified with the American Clinical Board of Nutrition. Currently President Emeritus, Dean of Medical Sciences, and Professor of Functional and Nutritional Medicine at the University of Natural Medicine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Dr. Telloran has founded and supported many projects, including a health network called Ecopolitan, which houses, among other things, a detoxification and healing hospital, a raw juice bar, and a non-profit 100% organic raw vegan restaurant. Dr. Telloran believes that through a balanced organic vegan lifestyle, one can maintain a high state of health.
Everything goes down the drain when people get sick, and most people are getting sick. The only way to address that is with a science-based approach that looks for the causation, that understands the nutritional ramification, the environmental aspects, the pollutional aspects, the stress and emotions that factor into this thing called disease. And only when you address all those factors and causative agents, you can actually improve people's health. And then they can have the enthusiasm and the excitement about making this world a worthwhile place to live in.
There are numerous medical reports evidencing that many diseases arise from the consumption of animal products. Dairy products such as milk and ice cream are not truly the wholesome foods that they are portrayed to be.
People are not aware that they're eating pus every day. People are always thinking of the benefits of dairy as a lunch program when we have so many children who have asthma only during the school year when they're forced to do dairy as a part of their lunch. Then in the summer they avoid dairy and the asthma disappears. We are force-feeding an entire society a food that is not made for human consumption. And that is a travesty. Based on our physiological adaptation over the millennia, our anatomy, our biochemistry, our tending to be plant-based. But in our thousands and thousands of years of evolution, we have adapted to various foods that nature has provided us, which were largely plant-based, and very, very little of it, maybe 1 to 2 or 3% of it, was not plant-based. They are largely 95 to 99% vegan.
Physiologically, the human body is not designed for meat consumption.
If it were, we would have the anatomy to capture the flesh, to capture the meat with our own teeth and nail, and to engage in feeding frenzies without the convenience of cooking, tenderizing, coloring, increasing shelf life, and making such flesh entities become a palatable thing on a plate. It wouldn't have happened. Our digestive system is not made for that in its length. We develop putrefaction, we develop fermentation, we have insufficient stomach acids to handle the load, and in general, it affects our biochemistry as a result of this type of lifestyle. Today we know more about the scientific facts of our food and of our body, and therefore we can be more effective in treating ourselves so that we can thrive instead of have chronic disease for the majority of our life. And therefore there's no excuse in doing this and eating such foods, even if they were necessary for survival back in the time. Today we have transportation, we have technology, we can live mostly on a plant-based diet and get what we need mostly without a problem. We don't have to do this. Plus, we don't have to endure the cataclysmical effect of such an animal-based diet on our planet.
And to thrive, as you say, what should the human body be fed?
We should just look at nature and look at other animals that are 98%+ identical to us genetically and see what they're eating. And then, after understanding what they're eating, we need to modify it to fit our environment. Each person is inspired at a different time after having gone through a certain path. Some of us develop a desire to eat healthy only when we have become really sick. Some of us change our diet only because of humanitarian reasons. And some of us because of ecological concerns. Therefore, we are not exactly the same. Each one of us has a different genetic blueprint that would indicate that some of us could handle certain foods more easily than others, or having difficulties with some food more than others. The same is true for other animals. They don't have significant rules. They don't combine the food in certain ways. They don't choose to always do this and then that. They don't have calorie counting in their lifestyle. They don't care so much to eat this food or that food because of its level of nutrients. They simply eat what nature provides, don't they? Therefore, we should think about it in the same way. So obviously, in a natural environment, we would go to nature and start foraging. Right? We would be picking different plants and seeds and leaves and fruits and bulbs and roots and stems. We would be eating everything that the trees and the plants would provide. We would be eating all those things and we would have a huge variety. Thousands of plants. And each season there will be a different part of the plant showing itself as edible. When I go foraging and I lead people on foraging trips, I see how many foods we have to eat. And I am shocked at how few we actually eat today when we go to the supermarket. So let's keep that in mind.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Healthy Living as we continue our conversation with Dr. Adiel Tel-Oren right after these brief messages. Welcome back to Healthy Living. Today, Dr. Adiel Tel-Oren, a certified nutritionist and doctor of chiropractic, shares his views on the overall benefits of a plant-based lifestyle.
What is the root of our problem today? We eat so many calories with so little nutrients. This is the beginning of degrading our health and becoming chronically ill as we depart from nature and from health at the same time. Whether it is eaten raw or blended or steamed or slightly cooked, the important thing is to eat a large number of dark green leafies. The next thing we must eat every day is a good amount of cruciferous vegetables. Today we have to eat more of these than we did in the past because they offer us certain protection against pollutants and against the development of chronic disease. Those crucifers will offer us cancer protective and cardiovascular protective and infection protective agents that we need much more now than we did 100 years ago.
Cruciferous vegetables are high in soluble fiber, vitamin C, and nutrients. What are some of these vegetables that are so beneficial?
So those are the broccoli, the cauliflower, the cabbage, the Brussels sprouts, the bok choy, the Napa cabbage, and many of the greens can overlap between being greens and being crucifers. A big bunch of these every day, raw or steamed, or blended, every day. The next thing that we must eat every day is a big variety of fruit, and I recommend a large fruit salad once a day at least as a big meal. If you eat a big fruit salad, you have several types of fruits in there, and they have the variety and the nutrients that come with that. You can also eat them separately, just apples one meal, just pears another, just orange in another, etc. But try to vary your fruits. Eat a lot of plums. Eat a lot of berries and cherries in season.
Dr. Telloran encourages buying local produce, an eco-friendly practice that helps to lessen the burden on our planet in this time of climate crisis. He explains how food that must be transported far distances is harmful for our environment.
They're prepackaged in unecological wrappings and aluminum and plastics, and they're transported thousands and thousands of miles. That's very unhealthy for the ecology and for our body by comparison to the berries that grow right in our backyard, in our own state, in our own location. And use those in your fruit salad as well. By eating a big fruit salad and also snacking on fruit between meals and eating a large number of greens and crucifers, you already have a good foundation. To that we also add a big colorful vegetable salad with all the other vegetables which are really the fruit, like bell peppers and tomatoes and cucumbers, and even the bulbs and roots are not a part of what we mentioned so far. And those can all be cut and made into beautiful, colorful rainbow of hues on your plate.
According to nutritional information charts, nuts are very high in nutritional value. They provide protein, essential vitamins, minerals such as phosphorus and potassium, and fiber for our bodies.
And I recommend that everybody eats 3 to 4, depending on body weight, let's say 2 up to 4 heaping tablespoons of nuts and or seeds every day. They must be in their raw, unprocessed, unsalted state. They must not be rancid. They must not be pulverized ahead of schedule for you. You should pulverize them yourself in your coffee grinder and have those daily to compensate for your environmental changes and pollution that we live in today and the impact on our immune system and on our detoxification capabilities. So we need to eat more of these than we would have in nature. That's an adaptation. And since they are very hard to digest, they must always be eaten with fruits or with vegetables. They must be diluted by the fruits or the vegetables. So 3 or 4 tablespoons, and ideally they should be rotated, not eaten in a big mixture every day on every meal, because then you are likely to develop allergies to them. You can have mushrooms once in a while. You can have seaweed once in a while, like kelp, nori, etc., once in a while. And those are the main things. It's the milk protein that's really the worst for you, more than the sugar. For lactose intolerant people, thanks to their lactose intolerance, they avoid the worst part of the dairy, which is the protein. Casein, albumin, lactalbumin, all those proteins that cause allergies, sensitivities, inflammation, and caseomorphins.
Dr. Telloran explains that when people are well, they can better care for themselves as well as their surroundings. In striving for better health for our bodies and our planetary home, a plant-based diet is the key to sustainability.
If you are not making people healthier, or if they don't know how to take care of themselves, it will not be sustainable. And our goal is to make the world a better place for the future generations. This can only happen if people are maintaining their own health. Doesn't matter what lifestyle they choose. If they lose their ability to function, they lose their need or their desire to act sustainably and responsibly and maintain the health of the environment and the ecology.
We thank Dr. Telloran for his devoted work in promoting a natural and animal-free diet. Heaven bless him with further success in his noble endeavors for fellow humans, animals, and our precious planet. Kind viewers, thank you for joining us today on Healthy Living. Our show airs every Monday on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for more constructive programming. May the Providence grace your life with ever more happiness and inner peace.